The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. This episode is brought to you by La Roche-Posay's Anthelios Invisible Fluid SPF 50+ Facial Sunscreen. Hello, sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire. It's time to stop dancing in the dark. Let's start your fire and ignite your spark. I'm Courtney Mangan, and welcome to season two. It is the first episode back for 2021 for She Was the Fire, and I'm so excited. It's like a whole new year, whole new vibe. Not really. It's the same vibe, same host, same gal. But, you know, I'm excited to bring you some new exciting things for 2021. I don't know what it is about a whole new year. I know that I talk about how you shouldn't wait for the start of a year to start fresh, but it does feel like a fresh start, doesn't it? So I'm just rolling with that. All right. Excited for today's episode. First one back. And what we're going to be talking about today is my 2021 game plan. So what all my goals are going to be, resolutions, all that kind of stuff. We're going to get into that today and how I'm going to achieve them. But before we start, as always, I just wanted to ask everybody to share this podcast with your family and friends. If you're listening, tag me on Insta story, rate and review, all the good things, just so we can kick off 2021 nice and strong. All right, let me talk to you a little bit about what I've been up to. So since I last spoke to you, I've had my Christmas holiday period, and I was supposed to go to Sydney and Canberra for Christmas, but then COVID put a stop to that. So instead, we were then going to go to Brisbane with my mum's side of the family for Christmas, but then my mum got sick, so then that was cancelled on Christmas Day. So instead, we just spent Christmas Day at Sam's house trying to figure out some food that we could eat and scrounging around all of our fridges because we hadn't prepared to spend Christmas Day lunch / dinner away from mum's family, who were organising like a really nice yummy meal for us. So that's how we spent Christmas. And yeah, of course it was upsetting not to be able to go to Canberra to see dad's family and also, you know, go to our little Sydney a few day getaway, just do a little bit of shopping. But, you know, obviously a lot of other people had it way worse where they couldn't even see their family for Christmas because they were isolating in their homes alone. So, you know, when you put it in perspective, it wasn't that big a deal. It was like, you know, we did want to see dad's family. We haven't spent Christmas with them for, I don't know if we ever spent Christmas with them now that I think about it. I don't even think we were as a kid, maybe once or twice as a kid. So we were really excited to do that, but we'll just have to do it another time this year pending all of these crazy closures. And then, yeah, so we spent Christmas at Sam's house, and then a few days later we flew out to Hamilton Island, which was really nice. It wasn't really what I expected, to be honest. I've never flown anywhere in Queensland before. When I get on a plane, it usually is to go to another state. So the furthest I've kind of been, like, I've done like Toowoomba, Noosa, and that's kind of like the extent that I've done for Queensland. So I was excited to go somewhere, and I really liked it because it gave me those Hawaii vibes, and I really like that tropical island situation, and that's my ideal holiday. But that was kind of pre-melanoma skin cancer vibes. And I have to say I was like a bit stressed the whole time on this holiday, just about like how long have I had, you know, when was the last time I applied this sunscreen? Has it been 20 minutes for it to have sunk in properly? You know, all of that kind of stuff did make me really nervous. And so I became a bit of a crazy sunscreen policewoman, where I was just like going around telling everyone to put on sunscreen, checking the UV index, reapplying it for myself all the time, trying to cover my body up. Am I being safe enough? Am I being cautious enough? But can I still have fun? And so it was definitely a different vibe that I've ever experienced from like a sitting by the pool, drinking a cocktail holiday. And I'd been looking forward to that style of a holiday for years and years and years because my family always chooses to go on like shopping city holidays. So I'd been saying for years, can we go on like a tropical relax by the pool holiday? And then it just fell at the wrong time, I guess, where I just was a lot more stressed about it than I would have been any other year. Didn't get sunburnt, so that's exciting. Didn't get a tan, that's exciting. So nailed it in the sun protection area. A lot of people with me though, however, because it was overcast and raining so much, I think they just assumed that the sun wasn't dangerous, which is absolutely not true. So a lot of people got sunburned in my group, even though I was going around being like, the UV index is still 9. It's still very high. Wear sunscreen. So yeah, Hamilton Island was really good. It was disappointing that it was so like wet and rainy, so we couldn't do as much. But on the other hand, it also meant that I wasn't like by the pool as often. Had it been like full sunny the entire time, I think our whole group, there was like 20 of us, would have been by the pool the whole time, and I would have been feeling pressure to stay by the pool, and then I would have felt so much stress because of the sun. And so I think that it probably was like the best for me that it got rained out for a majority of it, because I could only be by the pool for like smaller portions. So I think that was good. But yeah, it wasn't really what I envisaged. I don't know. It was a lot more family oriented than I thought it was going to be. Like, there was a lot of screaming kids around, and as someone who doesn't have any kids, like, you know, it's not something that I'm huge on. It was a lot more family vibes than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a little bit more adult. I don't know. Like, I guess I thought a little bit more like what I envisage Hayman Islands is, where it's like a little bit more like luxury adult vibes, whereas this was very like family friendly heavy. Still had a great time, but it's just not, I'm just letting you know, it's not exactly what I envisaged. But yeah, so grateful that we got to go on that holiday at least. You know, living in Queensland, it's great because even though our borders were closing at different times, we can still travel to some really fabulous places within our own borders. So that's good. What else did I get up to? Got back to work, started at work this week. So that's been really good, getting the ball rolling there. We have so many exciting projects coming up this year. We've already hired two new staff to start the year. So the ball's already well and truly rolling. So that's exciting. I'm getting a new car in the next couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about. I've had my car for like 6 or 7 years. So I'm excited to upgrade to a new car. And yeah. I don't really think there was much else to report. Just did a lot of relaxing, still had immuno during that time. I've had a few weird reactions to my immuno. We're really at the last leg here, and I don't know. I've been getting a weird face rash to reaction to it. I've been getting weird mouth issues reaction to my immuno. It's like my body has said, like, we've had enough now. That's enough. It's been almost a year. We've had enough. My body's starting to really give in. So I'm excited for this. The end is in sight now. I can't wait. But then I also have that pressure of like, I'm stopping treatment. That scares me a little bit. Does that like put me more at risk for cancer? You know what I mean? Like, it does feel like this treatment is like keeping the cancer away. So it's probably something I'll talk about, you know, like no treatment anxiety maybe in another episode. But anyway, speaking of another episode, what have I got planned for 2021 for you guys? Well, I'm going to keep the court report, of course, and we're going to be doing that the last Friday of every month, but I'm also going to add in every second Tuesday, which was voted by you guys on the Facebook group. So I have a Facebook group called She Was the Fire. It's a closed Facebook group, which means that you can't get in there unless you're granted access. So if you want to come and join us over there, just search for it on Facebook. It's also in the link in my bio on Instagram, and it'll be in the show notes as well. You can join me there, and I usually do polls and we have discussions and stuff like that. And one of the things I put a poll on last year was, what day would you like an additional episode? And then also the second Wednesday of every month, I'm going to do a little mini on productivity. We're calling it a pinch of productivity. It'll just be a 10 or 15 minute episode of me explaining something very specific about productivity. So it might be how to prioritize, how to utilize your diary, like something very specific on productivity, time blocking tips, that kind of stuff. And you guys actually voted for it to be on Wednesdays. I put a poll up in the Facebook group. So we have a private Facebook group called She Was the Fire. You can join that if you'd like to. And I put a poll up in there and you guys voted that you wanted that episode to be on Wednesdays. So we'll be adding that into the mix starting in February. I've got some really great guests planned, and a lot of them are not just going to be people that you know. They're also going to be people that just have a lot of knowledge on a certain background. I really want to be focusing on some educational-based topics as well, where we're discussing something that could be, you know, I'm planning on getting my skin doctor on to talk about skin cancer. I'd love to address some financial stuff for you guys, some stuff on domestic violence. I really want to get into like all the issues that, you know, encompasses a woman's life. And so we're going to get into that as well this year, and a lot more girl boss. I'm not sure if you like that word, but girl boss related stuff. It's really hard. I really want to think of a new term for girl boss, because I feel like so many people have like bad connotations with it, and that people don't like that. It's like, you don't call men man boss, you just call them a boss. But I want a term that says to you guys that this is aimed at you, women to do with career, you know, like career driven women. And so I'm going to do a lot more focusing on that, because when I put up some polls, a lot of you have voted that you want that side hustle kind of being a boss vibe. So we're going to focus on that as well. So some exciting things planned for 2021. If you've got any more ideas, send them over. We'd love to hear it. All right. And before we get into today's episode, I just want to quickly let you know that next week's episode is going to be an Ask Me Anything Q&A. So if you want to ask me questions, then come and slide into my DMs over at Courtney Mangan and let me know, or you can email me at, well, not at, you can email me at the address. I feel like I'm like adding an at sign to it, like on Instagram, which is hello@courtneymangan.com.au. So hit me up in the next couple of days because I'll be recording that Q&A like really shortly. So let me know. All right, one more thing before we ignite today's topic. I want to let you know that I've released new products for Courtney Mangan Co. So I released just before the new year a gratitude book and a goal setting book. So both of these are like little journals that you can write in, and it's the goal setting one is like really in depth. It's like all the different steps that you need to take, all the different thought processes that you need to go through to really unload on a very specific goal. And you can do a whole heap of different specific goals rather than just writing down, my goal is to do this, which is not enough. You need all these tangible steps in there. So my goal setting book is basically what I do when I do goal setting. And so I've set that up for you guys so you can get that. And I, as you know, I practice gratitude every morning. And so now I've created my own book with my own little variation of what you do in the morning to practice gratitude and in the evening every single day. So if you want to get your hands on those new notebooks, head over to courtneymangan.com.au or link in bio. All right, let's get into it. Today's fire starter, the first fire starter for the year, is Good As Hell by Lizzo. I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you doing? Love this song. Lyrics that resonate with me. Woo, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Got to take a deep breath. Time to focus on you and do your hair toss. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. And that's how I'm feeling for 2021. All right, let's ignite today's topic. We're talking my 2021 game plan. And last year was all about, without me even realizing, I think if I had to choose words to describe last year, I would say change and growth were the key terms for me. I was trying to learn a lot, change my perspective, really educate myself more, both business-wise, personal-wise, just really grow as a person. And I think that that was a big journey, obviously, because of the cancer. I became more passionate about different things in my life. I also wanted to change my perspective and the way that I was looking at everything very pragmatically, which I still do, but I'm also trying to, I'm more aware now when I need to focus on the positives. And so this year, what I want to focus on, my key words for 2021 are action and intention. So I feel that now that I have learned all of those new things, I've gotten myself to a place where I'm in that direction for growth. Now I want to take action on them. Last year was a lot of planning, a lot of like learning. And now what I want to do is wake up every day with intention and take action. I did find the later half of the year to be quite difficult for me with side effects for my immunotherapy, and it just felt like I was trapped. It's a very difficult feeling to describe how, and I would think that maybe this is similar to, I don't know, obviously, but maybe a little bit like depression and anxiety, where your mind is telling you that you want to do all these things, action these things, achieve all these things, but then you have something else that's just holding you back. And I feel like sometimes that can be what people say about, you know, depression, anxiety, like they want to do things, but then this mental illness is impacting them in a way where they can't do the things that they want. And that's what it felt like for me with my side effects. It felt like I was so motivated to do so much with Courtney Mangan Co. and, you know, my spinning co, the Spin Studio Network, James Cosmetics, She Was the Fire, all the different things that I have going on. But because I was having all of these side effects, it just wasn't realistic for me to be able to do everything. So I really did feel like I was being held back. And once my treatment finishes, I'm hoping that those side effects go away and I can just feel back to normal again. It was very hard for me given that I lost 45, 50 kilos and I had this like new energy to get up and do things. There was like a small period there before the, before the side effects kicked in, that I was waking up every morning with like this zest and this excitement and this energy. And then when the side effects started to come in, I now drag myself out of bed every morning. It's rough. I feel like I've partied all night, every day when I get up out of bed. And that's really difficult to then feel like you we want to tackle the day, you know, and then I get to 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I hit another slump again. I'm very tired again. My brain doesn't remember things like it's supposed to. Everything feels groggy and fuzzy. And so I'm just not as productive as I could be. And so I'm hoping that once those side effects go away, I can just be more productive in 2021. So this year is going to be all about action and intention for me. Okay, before we continue with today's episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about today's sponsor, La Roche-Posay, who are the experts in sun protection for sensitive skin. Firstly, can I say how excited I am to have my very first sponsor for She Was the Fire and for it to be an acclaimed sunscreen company? Does it get more on brand than that for me? Come on, guys. So as you all know, I have a history with melanoma, and that I've been going through cancer treatment for the past 12 months. Actually, I only have 2 treatments left at the time of listening to this podcast, so I'm so excited. So as you know, I'm super passionate because of all of that about protecting your skin and promoting sun safety. So partnering with a brand like La Roche-Posay, who shares the same sun safety values as me and is also passionate about spreading awareness about harmful UV rays, makes me so happy. I started using La Roche-Posay made for sensitive skin products a few months ago. And as you would have seen over on my IG, I started with their iconic Amphilios Invisible Fluid SPF 50 facial sunscreen. And I fell in love with it because it's so amazing for sensitive skin and eyes. Sunscreen always makes my eyes water, especially when I wear it in the water. And this passed that test. The other thing I look for is how the sunscreen obviously sits under my makeup because I wear SPF every single day. That's essential. And this one is non-oily, non-sticky, ultra lightweight and fast absorbing. It's the perfect daily base for my makeup. So there's no excuses. I also want to give a major shout out to their Amphilios Wet Skin Sunscreen, which is SPF 50, which I basically just drowned myself in while I was in Hamilton Island. It's like a lightweight gel cream that can be applied to dry or wet skin and offers up to 4-hour water resistance, which is perfect for lazy pool days. And another thing I love about this particular sunscreen is that it's formulated with glycerin and the brand's soothing thermal spring water too. So it leaves the skin feeling really hydrated. It feels like I'm wearing like a fresh body moisturizer. Anyway, because the team over at La Roche-Posay are absolute sun safety legends, they have also given me some of my favorite products to give away over on the She Was the Fire Instagram to you guys. So if you head over there, you'll have your chance to win some of my favorite products and we can all be sun safe together. And finally, La Roche-Posay's Skin Check pop-up located at Queen Street Mall, which is just outside the Winter Garden, will be open from the 19th of January until the 22nd of January from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can head up there and get yourself some complimentary samples of their iconic sunscreen and get a skin check. Love that for you. So we're over halfway through the month, so I'm not going to do like my January goals for you. I'm just going to talk about what I'm sort of focusing on Jan, Feb. And I don't really want to put pressure on myself for certain numbers, to be honest. Like, you know how every month I was saying I want to hit X amount of followers on Instagram and X amount of downloads. I don't want to put pressure on myself. We're just kicking off, getting back into the swing of things for January. I do want to work towards hopefully hitting 6K on my Instagram this month. I think that is an attainable goal for me. And that's just the one thing I want to focus on rather than trying to hit certain downloads for everything. We're just focusing on my main Instagram hitting 6K, and that's the goals that are like those tangible statistics. And then in February, I'll get back into what my goal is for downloads for the podcast, my goal for the Facebook group, all that kind of stuff, so you can hear what I'm doing to achieve my goals all of the time. But let's get into like my, I guess they're called resolutions, but they're just my 2021 goals. So we'll start with business, and that is to grow She Was the Fire to 2,000 downloads per episode consistently. So we pretty much at the end of the year have started hitting the 1,000 download episode. So I do want to double that. And then what I've written down is here, I've got like what the goal is, what the steps are and what I want to do in January or February to achieve that. And I think the ways for me to grow this podcast, like it's obviously consistency, making sure that I'm varying the content. So I don't want to always be talking about mindset stuff. I want to make sure that I'm doing that girl boss stuff. We're talking about important topics. We're talking about finances. We're talking about reviews, recommendations, beauty, business, all different things that encompass a woman's life, everything that's in my life. I want to address that and have just a lot of varied content because I do feel like sometimes I can be repeating myself a lot. And so if I change up the content and the topics, it won't happen so often. So you guys won't feel like I'm a bloody broken record. And I'm going to look at the guests that I have on there. So as I said, I want to have more educational guests, but then in order to grow a podcast, I also need to be able to get guests that have influence, prominence, and a following, because then that can reach a bigger audience for me. So I need to look at also who my guests are going to be this year. So working on that as well. Then I want to make sure that I'm keeping in mind that I'm giving value in every single episode. And I think I really, when I listened back to some episodes to kind of assess how I was doing things, I really liked some of the earlier episodes, how I would kind of summarize at the end of every episode the key points and some takeaways for you guys. When you talk for an hour, you go on and on and on. I think I did it really well in the, not to toot my own horn, but the one I enjoyed the most when I listened back and felt like, yes, that gave good value, it was the chat with Emily Skye, where we talked a lot about body image, body positivity, body confidence, all of that kind of stuff. And then at the end of it, I gave you a wrap up, a summary, and then some homework that you could go away to do to practice things. And I really thought that that was a good mix. That's obviously not going to be possible for every single episode. Like today, I'm not going to give you like, you know, there's not going to be anything to take away. It's just my own goals. So I guess you could take away that you need to come up with your own word for the year and your own goals. But other than that, I kind of want to focus on that for every episode. Obviously, the court report isn't really going to have that. But as a whole, I want to make sure that at the end of the episode, I'm recapping everything and figuring out what the value was in the episode. And I want to focus on having one topic-based guest every month. And I think I want to try and bring in more activities for you guys. So maybe we can do a goal-setting challenge for the month of March or whatever. I've just literally just said that out loud. That was not anything I've planned. That's not actually happening. I'm just saying as an example. Maybe once a quarter we do like a self-care checklist that we all chat about over on the Facebook group or something, that it's like a little bit more of a like activity as well. I also have some other things that I can't get into that I'm working towards this year with business side of things. But a lot of that is just at the minute I'm in the brainstorming kind of stages. And so I need to activate that. I want to make on working my content work harder for me. So I think that I want to make sure that when I do a podcast, I then do a blog, a post, a story, an IGTV, a reel, all that kind of stuff. So it's like all around the same topic, rather than having to think of new ideas for every single different platform. I can just take the content that I did in this podcast and then write a blog about it. And you know what I mean? Like utilize, make my content work smarter for me rather than having to kind of have new ideas for every single thing, because not everybody wants to listen to a podcast. Somebody wants to read a blog, but not everybody wants to read a blog. Some people want to watch a video. So maybe I want to try to figure out like how I can get my value in more different, in varied platforms, I think is something I want to look at. That's probably not something I'm going to be able to activate in January or February. But I do need to start to be more time, more consistent about time blocking, certain days to do certain things for myself. And that's something I want to really focus on this year. Late last year, I was kind of haphazardly going in like, oh, I've got some time, I'll do some scheduling now. Oh, I've got some time, I'll edit this or I'll write this. And I want to kind of get into a bit of a system where it's like on Fridays, I always schedule. On Tuesdays, I always write blogs or whatever it is and try and get in a bit more of a schedule with that. It is hard when I work on so many different businesses, but I want to try and get a bit more of a consistent schedule for that kind of stuff. Another thing that I want to work on towards being is a bit of business partner for Sam. I know that like last year, obviously, I ended up, because I had to try and get some things off my plate because I was doing a little bit too much and my stress levels were a bit too high, I kind of offloaded a lot of things to the other staff. Sam took on a lot more responsibility because of all my cancer stuff, and my doctors had been telling me I had to reduce my stress levels. I didn't do too much offloading, but I did do more than I normally ever would. And so this year I want to get back to like getting things back on my plate, being really valuable for him not having to worry about where my stress levels are, what my workload is, and that I can just take on more. So that's something about me working on that for myself and also overseeing the team a little bit more. I did loosen the reins a little bit too much with some of the staff and I wasn't really on top of everything that they were doing towards the late back end of last year. I started off in the start of the year really strong where I was like micromanaging everything. And then I was really loosening the reins at the end of the year. So I just need to find the happy medium this year. I want to do more team building for my spin crew and just team bonding exercises because we do have a lot of new staff and I just want everyone to get to know each other. During isolation, the spin crew really got to know each other so well during that ISO period because we did all these Zoom activities getting to know each other, but all the new staff didn't get to experience that. So I want to do that just to grow our bonds stronger. I also need to create a bit of a method to my madness with Courtney Mangan Co. In 2020, it was kind of about me just like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's hustle, get it out, go, go, go before the end of the year. And I didn't really sit down and be strategic about what I was doing. And so by the end of this month, I would really like to have sat down and come up with a plan for probably the next 6 months, the products that I want to launch, my timeline, all that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on at the minute. Making sure that I figure out, like, do I want to do collections? Are things limited edition? Do they live forever? What's going on? Because as I said to you before, this was me kind of just testing the waters a little bit. Like, are you guys interested in stationery? I'm not sure. Let's just throw it to the wall and see what comes of it. And now that, like, it is something that you seem like you do want, it's something I'm really passionate about doing and I want to grow, I need to like have a bit more of a plan in mind with it. I want to obviously work towards getting to that 10K for my Instagram. It is still a focus to me. Being able to swipe up on my Instagram is going to be hugely valuable. And that's something I really want to work towards. And then beyond that, I think I'll be really happy. Like I know that people are like, yeah, right. Everyone keeps striving for more and more and more. But I'm really happy with the community that I have at the moment. You guys are super engaged. You're always messaging me. I can reply back to everybody. And I love that. You know, when things get really big and out of control, people become less engaged. I won't have time to reply to everyone because it'll be too many messages. You know, I won't be connecting with you. I'll just be doing banging out content for the sake of it. I'm not saying that's what bigger influencers do, but it does become a little bit of a beast on its own. I'm never going to be an influencer. I'm never going to quit my job to be full-time gram. So I can't be focusing on trying to build to a million followers because I'm just, that's not realistic. To be able to do that, you need time. And I know that some people think that influencers just sit around all day, but you have to work really hard to get to those big numbers unless you do something crazy viral. It's really difficult. So, I mean, you know how much I've been slogging away just to get to 10K. It's tough. It's a tough market out there. So I know that that's not realistic for me. I just want to get to 10K so I can do the swipe up. I can say to you guys, there's a new episode, swipe up to listen to it rather than click out of this Insta story, go to the link in my bio, scroll through the link, click on the link, then go to the app. It's like a whole ordeal, you know? When I say new stationery has arrived, swipe up to buy. It's just going to be a lot easier. That's what I'm working towards. I love the community that I've built. You guys are amazing. So it's not necessarily about more and more people. Obviously, I want to spread my message more, but I think once I get to 10K and I'm comfortable there, that will be amazing. And I'll just feel like I've achieved what I want to achieve with my Instagram and then I can just keep giving that value to the people that are in that community. I mean, I say that now and then I'll get to 10K and I'll be like, okay, guys, now the next goal is 20K. But that's what we're working for at the moment. So from all the research that I've done, Reels is where it's at for growth. Little tidbit there for you, little tip. So I need to figure out how I can do more reels, more creative stuff on my Instagram because that's what Instagram wants us to do. The algorithm wants us to do reels. So that's something I need to work on and figure out how I can add that into my schedule. And then I think also I want to work on my EDMs. So you can sign up to my email. So that's just emails, my email subscription on my website at courtneymangan.com.au. And I want to start being a bit more consistent with that, giving you guys great content over on the EDMs. It's a great database to be able to sell to people that are interested. And at the minute, I think I've only sent like 3 or 4 EDMs maybe the whole time. And companies send them like, I get some companies that send me like 3 a week, 1 a day, like crazy amounts. I would never do that ever. Max would be 1 a week. I don't think I could even manage that time-wise. If I can consistently be doing 1 a month, I'd be really happy with that. But I just need to figure out how I can give more value to my EDM system. So that's kind of what I'm working on business-wise. It's just about all the different pieces that I have, how I can make everything fit more into a schedule, because it does feel like sometimes if I'm focusing on Courtney Mang & Co, then Spin & Co doesn't get as much as love. If I'm focusing heavily on Spin Studio, then Courtney Mang & Co doesn't get as much love. If it's a big, heavy James Cosmetics month, then She Was the Fire doesn't get the love. And it's really hard to juggle all of that stuff, and I just want to try to see if I can do it a little bit better this year. I did a good job of juggling last year, but it was like chaotic, I'm not going to lie. And I'm going to try and put in a little bit more structure this year around my business stuff. All right, my personal goals, continuing to grow. So I want to do more books, more courses. I want to read a sort of a growth educational vibe book every month and do some sort of a course once a quarter. So this month I'm going to, or for January, February, the book I'm going to read is called 5-Minute Therapy, which is an interesting book that I've sort of looked into. So I've got that one ready to go. I also have another book that I've ordered that's on its way called The Artist's Way, which is all about morning pages. Now, I don't know a whole heap about it yet. That's why I've got the book, but it's going to talk about how to kind of like journaling in the morning and teach me this method called morning pages that I'm quite interested in. So I want to look into that. I've signed up to Create and Cultivate, which is just a great hub for different courses that you can do. They're not really courses as such, actually. They're more like, you know, educational videos that you can watch from business women. I've also signed up to one called With Honors, and it's just like tips and tricks from women who are really successful about how to like grow your Instagram or how to grow your EDM database, how to do marketing, how to launch a business, all that kind of stuff. And I want to do a few of those. Next up, I don't want to let the fire burn out. That's a key thing for me. So just staying on top of my goals and staying accountable is really important. It's been a year now since that cancer diagnosis, and I want to make sure that I don't lose that fire and passion for life. I also want to work on assumptions. That's something that I do struggle with, and I'm like that. Do you know that meme where Leah at the Super Bowl, Lady Gaga like dived into the, like she dived off the top of the Super Bowl stadium into the like concert stage area, and everyone made it a meme, like me jumping to conclusions? That's me. Just me jumping off, making assumptions. It's something I do a lot. It's not as serious as this, but my God, there's like construction going on in the building behind me. I'm not sure if you guys are picking that up or you can hear that. Sorry if there's some loud noises there for you. But you know, if someone walks in the morning and like you say like, oh, good morning, and they don't say anything to you, instead of being like, oh, they just didn't hear me, or oh, they're having a bad day, I'm like, they hate me, you know? Obviously not that extreme. That's just a very simple example. But I do have a tendency to, you know, like if I'll message someone and say like, oh, hey, do you want to catch up? And they just don't reply and leave me on read. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe they don't want to see me, instead of like, oh, maybe they're just busy and they forgot to respond, you know? So I just need to like sort of work on not jumping to assumptions with things and thinking things about me, and I'm just projecting onto people, you know? So that's something I want to work on this year. I'm not sure how to work on that, but I think it's just about checking myself. Dating, it's a big fat question mark. I've literally written a big fat question mark to it. I find it, you guys ask me a lot about dating. I have nothing to say about it, to be honest, but I'm super comfortable with where I'm at. I'm very happy being independent and alone. I do not get lonely at all. But I also feel like I wouldn't mind not being single either, and I need to open myself up a little bit more to it. I did go on a date late last year. That didn't work out. And maybe I'll tell that story one day, but I don't know, like I'm finding it hard on the apps. I'm on the apps, but I'm just like, it's really, I've seen my friends be on the apps and they get a message and they're like straight away on it. And you can see a little smile on their face and you're like, oh, they're on the apps. But for me, it's like 4 days later and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to open Hinge and reply to that guy because I'm just not invested. I need to meet someone in real life and I just don't even know how to go about doing that because I used to date people that I worked with. I can't do that now. I'm the boss. That's not right. Like, you know, Harvey Weinstein vibes. I can't be doing that. Not appropriate. So I need to figure out a way. I don't know. The problem is my care factor is so low, but like it's in the back of my mind. So I don't know. If anybody has any ideas, let me know. But I don't have any doubts in myself. Like, I do feel like if I was like going out in the dating scene, I would find someone. I don't think that there's anything wrong with me. I feel like I'd be a good catch, but I'm just not super invested in it. So I just don't know how to find these people. And given that I've been so happy for so long by myself, I'm going to be picky. You know, like if I'm not getting the vibe, I'm not going to waste my time and impact my life unless like there's that connection straight away, you know? So I don't know. Dating, big fat question mark. Being consistent with my vitamins. I'm so bad at taking vitamins. I'm supposed to take all these special vitamins for my all my weight loss stuff, but I haven't. And I need to. So I need to get back into that. It's really terrible. So I need to make sure that I'm working on that. So what I'm going to do is stock up and set a timer and potentially have them at work and at home, because sometimes I'll be like, I didn't do them. I left them at work or vice versa or whatever. So I'm going to make sure that I set a timer. So every day I take it there and then. Eat more nutritious foods. At lunch, I'm pretty bad. And I need to like just do less Uber Eats at work during the day and try new things in the kitchen. So I've started a thing on my Instagram called Toasty Tuesday, where I'm getting my followers to write in their favorite toasty recipes. So if you've got one, hit me up, send it over. And I'm going to try those every Tuesday if I can. It might be every second Tuesday. It's what I can manage. But I just think that that's a fun way, one, for me not to eat Uber Eats because I'm being held accountable. And two, like it's not necessarily it's nutritious because it's like a toasty, but it's better than me getting really something junk food from Uber Eats, you know? And I'm saving that money because I'm not going to, you know, do the Uber Eats all the time. So that's what I'm doing. I just want to work on, like last night I tried kale in my air fryer at home for the first time. I have kale when I go to restaurants. I've never had it at home before. So I tried that. I had some asparagus the last couple of months. I'd never really had asparagus at home before. So I'm trying to bring in some more greens into my diet and also something fitness related that I enjoy. I want to find something that I like doing fitness related. So this year I'm going to try a few new things. I think I'm going to start with Reformer Pilates first. I did one class last year, which I actually really enjoyed, but I had like an injured left arm at the time. So it was like a little bit more painful than I, to make it enjoyable because I was injured. But I think that once my immuno's over, I probably won't get the achy arm issue from my treatment all the time. And I'll be able to try Reformer and like, I don't know, I kind of liked the vibe of it. And so I think that maybe I want to sign up for some classes for that, but we shall see. That's kind of where I'm headed. So that is my 2021 goals. Look, I didn't go too in depth with it, to be honest, because I set so many goals on like a month-to-month basis that it was hard for me to be like, what am I going to do for 2021? As a whole, I just want to really cement Courtney Mangan Co. as a growing business that I'm dedicating time to that has a plan. I want She Was the Fire to go to the next level to reach more women and spread this message of one, sun safety, and two, being confident in yourself, in who you are. And I want to be able to have Spin & Co. grow in a way that where like, you know, everyone's on the same page, all the staff know exactly what they're doing. It's just like a finely tuned machine. And then Spin Studio Network, I want to grow and have more people on the network, more talent, so more podcasts. So that's basically the summary and the end goal for everything there. So yeah, and James Cosmetics is, you know, I'm the creative director. So I didn't mention that just now because it's actually Sam's business. But as the creative director, I want to be more bloody creative, you know. I want to have time to really think of really cool, unique ideas for campaigns, for social media, for that. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at with it all. I don't think I have much else to cover on that. I would love to hear what some of your goals are. So come and join me over on the Facebook group. I'm just kind of really focusing in on really specific things this year and just making sure that I'm managing my time and balancing everything really well. So that's where we're at. All right, attitude of gratitude. If you want to start practicing more attitude of gratitude, get my book on courtneymangan.com.au. But what I'm grateful for at the minute is the break that I had time to switch off, and it really helped like get me motivated for this year, just that time where I wasn't feeling burnt out. I wasn't having to hustle and come up with new ideas and do things. I really gave myself the break. I didn't really post on Courtney Mangan Co. I didn't post much on She Was The Fire because I was like, you know what? The break is more important than growing those Instagram accounts right now. So just like chill out, have a cocktail by the pool with your sunscreen on and take a break. And whilst I did do some work over the holidays, of course, I couldn't completely turn off, and I did take a few courses and I did read a couple of books and I listened to some informational podcasts. I, as a whole, wasn't every day 9 to 5 hustle, 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 you know, and that was really important. It's important to give my mind space to think rather than always do, do, do. My thought of the week for the week is it's never too late to become who you want to be. I hope you live the life that you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over. And that's from F. Scott Fitzgerald, who also wrote The Great Gatsby. And I just love that quote because that is really what happened to me. You know, I was 33 years old, is that how old I was? I can't remember. And I got this diagnosis and I kind of did not completely start over, but I really changed a lot of things. And I hope that if you want to change things, that you have the strength to do it. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'll be back next Tuesday with a new ep. But in the meantime, live with intention, take action, and protect the skin you're in. And head over to at Courtney Mangan, at She Was Fire, at Courtney Mangan Co., and follow me there. Bye.